Welcome to Savvy Offer Hub, a podcast created to help you scale your business with digital products step by step in a way that works for you. My name is Eva and I'm here to bring you years of behind the scenes experience and insights to help you to create the business you love, seeking the path of least resistance, simplicity, and taking messy action is what we're all about around here. I hope this podcast will inspire you to take that next step. Welcome back to yet another episode of the Savvy Offer Hub podcast. Today, I want to talk about something that I feel like the online world has forgotten altogether, and especially when it comes to new content creators and entrepreneurs. We are skipping over the idea of having a self-hosted WordPress website. It might sound like a completely alien idea to you if you haven't really looked into the concept of having a self-hosted website, but that's exactly what I want to talk about it. The thing is that these days, obviously, there are so many different platforms that you can use easily and fast. You can get started on platforms like StanStore, Teachable, Thinkific, Payhip, even Kajabi. Rather fast, you can have everything built on this one platform, right? You can sell your product, you can have your website, you can have your emails. Well, not in all cases, but specifically, for example, on Kajabi, you can have it all. However, back in the day, and I do feel a bit silly saying that, but specifically, let's talk about the times when I got started in the online space in 2015. So first of all, online products were not as big of a thing just yet. I mean, they were there, but it wasn't as common and as like default kind of a way to run a business online. Along with that, there were not that many different platforms, obviously. Some were just created, others were still yet to be made. So there were not that many options. And when the question of creating a website came up, a common discussion would be, for example, do you want to have a self-hosted WordPress website or would you want to have a website on platform like Squarespace? And honestly, I do want to bring that conversation back a bit. And if you are either getting started with your online business or you are looking forward to potentially, for example, moving away from Kajabi, especially now with this new upcoming price increase, or maybe you're just looking for a bit of a different and more sustainable way to run your business, this episode might be for you. I actually got started as a website designer. One of the very first things I was doing online was website designing, and it doesn't mean like custom coding everything. In most cases, it means, for example, working on a WordPress website, making sure you know that all the pages are built, and usually these pages are built based on Page Builder. If you already are using any of the other platforms, you probably are familiar with the concept of Page Builder. It's literally just a block builder where you can choose from different types of blocks and put them on your page, add the text, add the images, choose the background, and so on. The real question here is, why would anyone consider self-hosted WordPress website, especially in the day and age like this, when there just are so many simpler options? And I have to say right off the bat that yes, starting with self-hosted WordPress website will be a bit more complicated. It doesn't mean that you have to custom code. It doesn't mean that you will have to like jump through loops to set everything up. But they're like the initial learning curve, the first few steps just to make sure that everything is set up and good for you to go, it can take you a while more than starting on a different platform. So what are the benefits of using self-hosted WordPress website? First of all, I would definitely highlight the cost. Most website hosting platforms will offer you a special deal for the first year. This might mean that you will be paying like $80 for the whole year. Now, along with the cost of the hosting, you will not have that many other expenses. You can start with free website themes, or you can buy a theme which might be like $50, or maybe you choose to buy something more specific, it might be like $100 or $200. But usually a theme is something you either get for free or you just buy once and, you know, have it on your website forever. So the cost of having a WordPress website is very, very efficient. It will normally be around 100 something for a year. It depends for how long period you're locking prices in. For example, if you're starting now and locking in the price for 3 years, you will get the best deal on most platforms. I personally use NameHero for my hosting. I have used many other platforms in the past, but as of now, I've been on NameHero for several years and it's been doing perfectly fine. And just to give you like some comparison, I was just chatting with my client about this as well. So if you are on Kajabi, yes, you do have everything included. However, if you have self-hosted WordPress website, you have the freedom to choose any other platforms to combine it with. Normally, a self-hosted WordPress website will mean that you will need to have separate email marketing platform. In my case, it's MailerLit and it costs around $40 per month. But if you're buying the annual plan, it will be a bit cheaper. So then I have a website plus I have this email marketing. Additionally, I will also need to have a product platform, and this is where you really could do so many different things. You can buy one-time payment product platform like Teachery and literally just pay once and use it forever. You can also opt in for any of the monthly subscription platforms like Teachable or Thinkific. Or you can start with a free platform like Payhip. This is not a platform guide. I do have a free platform guide available though. You will find link to it in the description. But ultimately, you have freedom to choose from so many different ways to go. So if something doesn't fit your budget, if something doesn't have all the features, you can always go another way. You're not restricted to just one platform and whatever it offers. Now, for example, I was just calculating the difference of what my client would pay per year compared to having Kajabi. Right now, she is on the second tier of a Kajabi plan. She was paying $200 now, but she will be paying $249 starting in January. $249 per month for a year means $3,000 per year, okay? If you have a self-hosted WordPress website, you will be paying around $100 for hosting. You will be paying around $300 for your email marketing. And additionally, whatever it is that you want to be paying for your product platform, you can have a product platform for free, or you can opt in for the lifetime deal like Teachery, which means that you pay only once. So realistically, yes, the first payment you will have at like $1,000, but in the future, you're paying only for your website and for your email marketing, which is like $400 per year. $400 per year compared to $3,000 per year, you really need to consider what works better for you, okay? But I have to say that budget is not the only thing to consider. There are other bonuses to having a self-hosted WordPress website as well. Now, while having self-hosted WordPress website will be a bit harder to get started with, ultimately you do have full freedom to do whatever the hell you want with that website. And this quite literally means that you have all the options available. First of all, you will choose a theme. There are so many different themes to go for. Some will be actually just the simpler, you know, they come as they are. So you will be somewhat limited to what are the theme's features. There are page builders like Elementor, which give you full freedom over everything. So you can get that. Plus then buy or get a free theme as well. In this case, you would then have the page builder, which gives you full control, plus the theme, which already gives you ready design. And again, specifically themes you can find for free. And Elementor as a page builder, you can use it for free as well. The free version does not have all the options, but it will give you everything you need. I am on the free Elementor. I've been on the free Elementor for ever since I have my own website, and it has always provided everything I need, like all the core features, all the core page elements and everything. Ultimately, having a WordPress website, and especially if you do want to design it yourself or you have a specific design in mind, you will not have limitations to how your pages can look like. Because I have to say that most page builders, specifically outside WordPress, So most page builders like Kajabi and any of the other landing page builders, they will have quite many different limitations. And for you to make sure that you have an option to like work around these limitations, you will have to be very, very specific. Let's take a moment to talk about Kajabi as an example. For me, one of the biggest issues with Kajabi is the spacing. Sometimes you just cannot get the spacing right because something is limited. There are some limitations to what it is that you can and you cannot do. And there will be like the minimum spacing that you will be able to create, or just some small things that don't really make sense for the price you are paying. On self-hosted WordPress website, again, you can do pretty much anything. And yes, if you purchase a theme, you will be limited to the theme, but you can always change that theme as well. But even beyond the design, you have options to use your WordPress website in whatever way you want to. If you want to create any forms, you can create forms. If you want to connect it with your email marketing software and have like pop-ups there, you can have that. If there are any like direct checkouts you want to create and everything, and embed anything, like any videos you want to put on there, there will be no limitations. And these limitations often do exist on other platforms. Not all of them and not always, but ultimately what I'm like trying to convey here is really just the idea that you will be able to kind of create the site that you want to create without the limitations. Now, another important element is that on WordPress, you have full control over the speed and quality of your website. On Kajabi, for example, you do not. And on most other platforms, you don't either. On WordPress, you have an option to use different plugins, for example, to optimize your speed, to optimize your search engine optimization, to improve the page loading speed, and so on. And on most of the other platforms, you do not have any of these options. Now, if you are building your online presence with just the focus of like, for example, selling a course, or there is something else specific on your mind that you just want to do, you want to do it fast, you don't care. It's fine. Go with the simplest, fastest option. But if you are considering doing this as the long-term thing, then having a self-hosted WordPress website might actually give you the options to build the best possible online presence for you. Now, along with all of that, I also want to paint a bit of a doomsday scenario for you, which honestly, it's very common and it's also very normal. So I actually have recently talked about how there are quite many people these days who either ditch their businesses or they pause their businesses, or something's just not going as good as you wish it would be. Maybe you're searching, you know, for a full-time job, whatever is the case. Now, if you have a self-hosted WordPress website, your website can easily just continue existing even if you cancel any other subscriptions, even if you don't send any more emails, if you don't sell any more products, or whatever is the case, whatever it is that you choose to do. You can still keep running your business on a side for the lowest cost possible compared to the option that, let's say, you have a Kajabi website or even any of the other websites like Squarespace, Wix, Weebly, Showit, and whatever else is out there currently. Many of these platforms, as good as they are, I'm not saying that these platforms are all bad. Some of them are really good. They will have quite hefty monthly or annual fee. So if we're looking specifically at Kajabi, the payment, the monthly payment, lowest one is, I believe, currently like $89 per month, which is like the Kickstarter plan with several limitations. But if you want to have like full website and all the features, you will have to pay $179 per month starting with this new pricing, which means that you're paying around $200 per month, which is all fine and dandy if you actually sell products, if you actually sell offers and actively use the platform, right? But if there comes a time when you want to take a step back from your business, maybe you want to pause, maybe you want to, you know, just take time to reboot, maybe you're going on extended vacation, maternity leave, whatever that might be, on Kajabi or many other platforms, you can either just keep paying. And as I already mentioned on Kajabi, this would literally mean like monthly payment of $200. You either keep paying or you're just not online anymore. And it might not seem like a bad thing, But if you are optimizing your online presence like based on search engine optimization, if you are showing up on Google search and so on, you will want to keep your website active, right? So while you might want to just cancel it and, you know, whatever happens, happens, you can go that route. But at the same time, if you have a self-hosted WordPress website, that website can just continue being there, okay? So this is one of those things that, honestly, for me, it's been one of the biggest game changers that no matter which platforms I use, where I set up my product, what I want to create, I have had times when I move from platform to platform, I change the concept of my business, I sell more actively, or I completely switch up what I'm selling, what I'm creating, how I'm providing my offers, right? So through all of those times when all of these switcheroos were happening, I never had to pay for a platform that I'm not using, and I always had the freedom to make these adjustments. Now, I feel like, and I do talk a lot about Kajabi because many people are on Kajabi, but also just as many people are on Kajabi without actually using the platform as actively. And I do have another podcast episode recently about this as well, whether or not Kajabi is still the right fit for you. But this also applies to other platforms, because specifically if you're paying month to month, and maybe you know you're not really getting the best out of it, or you're not using all the features, or something is missing, or you feel like your site is slow, or you ultimately just want to balance that budget and make sure that you don't overpay for something that doesn't really deliver, then considering self-hosted WordPress website might be useful. Now, all of that being said, I want to remind you to move into this mindfully. It will take you a while more. It might mean that there will be one evening where you will lose your mind. I used to build WordPress websites, and honestly, every like starting phase, even though I knew every step along the way, every starting phase was a bit complex. Like there was always something tripping me up, and there was always that learning curve to like relearn a new space, because especially when it comes to different themes and different setups, different hostings, all of them have slightly different like starting steps, and all of them have slightly different back end. So it might be a bit of a learning curve. It might be very useful and very valuable for you to outsource that very initial starting phase and maybe just get some support with getting that starting setup done. And from there on, you can build your own site, or even if you want to outsource that part, of course, you can do that as well. So all of that being said, honestly, my main conclusion here regarding self-hosted WordPress website always will be the simple fact that it is one of the most reliable places to have your website. This is the type of thing where you are not relying on any other platform, you're not overpaying for anything, you're not reliant on any price increases. Because for example, when it comes to hosting, if one hosting increases the price, you can actually move to another hosting with your whole website. And again, you literally just have the full freedom over the things you have built. When at the same time, on any other platform, when you are building your site, you don't actually have full access to it. You are building it, but once you leave the platform, you leave your website behind. Instead, on WordPress, you quite literally can just move different platforms, different hostings, you can switch things up, and you will still have everything you have built. And in the long run, I think having a self-hosted WordPress website will be the best bet, because then again, you can just do everything else on other platforms and you have the freedom to change them, to leave them, to upgrade them, you know, to adjust all of that without directly impacting your actual base website. And having all of this said, there might also be a question, do you even need a website? Right? I know that many people don't feel the need for a website. And if that's the case, no, you don't need a website. If you actually don't feel like there's any purpose in having one, you don't need it. But if you know that you want to have that solid online space where you have all your offers, all your pages, all your information about the ways to work with you and everything related, I find having a website very valuable. And also, it's definitely the best way to go for any SEO-based traffic as well. And especially when it comes to WordPress, there are so many tools that will help you to optimize your site to make sure that you actually have optimized it in the first place, right? It's so easy on other platforms to like dismiss the whole optimization journey, especially if you're not as aware of the steps you need to take. I know this was a bit of a long one, but if you are considering having a self-hosted WordPress website and you're still listening, I'm very excited about that. Generally, even though it might be a bit challenging, it's so worth it. And I know in the online space, there's always like this ongoing discussion about the pros and cons of WordPress and whatnot. And everyone always have their own, you know, preferences, their own opinions, their own experiences. It's perfectly fine. If this is not your vibe, you know, I have nothing against any of the other platforms. If you feel like anything else is a better fit, go for it, okay? I just wanted to kind of bring the WordPress conversation back up because I feel like it is a bit forgotten. And if this episode inspired anybody to actually take that road, I'm very happy about that. Now that will be it from me for this time, and I hope to see you in the next episode.